Kumlen and Ablad Gemara. We're up to Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph by the two dots, which should be about seven lines from the top. I guess when I say Nuzal Svarad, Nuzal Chashanaz, generally you should know Nuzal Svarad has so many variations, so don't take me literally. All kinds of Nuzal. But anyway, we're up to about seven lines from the top. The Koidin Aseres Hadibris, it says that they used to read in the Beis Hamikdash, the 10 Aseres Hadibris every day. They read Shema V'Hon Yishmoy V'Yemir. Emes v'yatziv v'avoyde, which I should say, u'birchas kainim. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, not nasiyas kainim, like some say, but others say just birchas kainim. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Meshmu, av b'gvulim b'kshalikras kainim. Interesting that also they thought it would be a great idea that every morning we should all say that Aseres Hadibris. Ela shekavah botlum, they cancelled, you know why? Yipnei tarumas ha-minin, because of the complaints of the minin. Minin, according to Rashi here, Goyim. Now, if you go throughout Shas, you'll see that Rashi has different interpretations for Minyan in different places. In fact, in this very block we're learning right now, in the other side of the page, because Rashi there, Minyan, says some people who don't value the Torah don't pass it correctly in the Torah. But here he says clearly, we're talking about Goyim, Akum, and the first you try to explain in each place why Rashi defines Minyan the way he does. But interesting, Rashi says, what do you mean Terumus HaMinyan? Rashi says over here, let's just do Rashi. Terumus HaMinyan parallel to the Gemara, Shlo Yoimru Le'ama Oretz, they shouldn't say to people who are ignorant, Ramah says, Ein Shar Toyda Emes. The only part of the Toyda that's true, authentic, is the Seres HaDibris. V'teilu, and I'll prove it to you, She'ein Koidin, the only part of Toyda that we read in during the day is Elamasha Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, only what the Ebesha said, V'shamoy Mepiv B'Sinai, we heard in Sinai. So Rashi here says the Eden heard the entire Ten Commandments.
So the Goyim are going to say
to Eden that the only part of the Torah.
If you're saying Haminim is Akum,
Goyim, he says Akum, clearly.
The Goyim are the ones who are going to say
yeah.
There's no more to the Torah.
Exactly. But what part of the Torah that said, but Rashi says here that Eden heard the whole Ten Commandments. Usually we say that Anoich V'Liyah is what we heard, and not the rest. Rashi clearly says here that we heard the entire Ten Commandments. We're going to talk about that as well. But the most interesting thing is the Truvas HaRambam. The truth is the Rambam, based on this Gemara, I'll tell you in 1 second, let's continue. Tanya Lamahachi, so we learned. Rav Nosnoi Begvul and Bishlech, they want to incorporate davening, Elo Shekhar Batrum, they canceled the Terumas HaMinin, because of the Minins, what they said as a result. Interesting, Terumas is usually, it's not to be the right word, it's just because it's more the claim. Terumas is more when recriminations.
It's actually interesting. Bring to Tommy the Yeshu, he says on the side.
Yeah.
By the Akum from Russia.
Interesting. Yeah, but they don't say that. What's that? Tamid Yeshu say that the whole the Old Testament is true. It's wrong. Is that Tamid Yeshu? Sorry, yeah.
Ashkel doesn't follow Rashi because it's his heritage.
Exactly. Is that the translated heretics? Okay. But it's interesting, how can you say Tamid Yeshu when they believe that the Rama Paskin, you know, the Muslims don't believe in the Old Testament, but the Christians do? You allow to learn Torah with a Christian, I'll learn Torah with a Muslim, because the Muslims don't believe. Anyway, let's continue. Rav Avchana Sav LeMikvin B'Suri wanted to incorporate in the Suri. All the Moroyim thought it was a great idea that every day we should say the Ten Commandments. Amar Chizik V'Abotim Terum Zaminin. Amei Masal LeMikvin V'Zadon L'Rashik V'Abotim Terum Zaminin. Every generation, we're doing the skipping generations. Every generation, the Chacham said, it's a good idea, let's do it. They said, let's cancel it. The Rambam and the Tshuva writes based on this, that you're not allowed to stand up by Aseres Hadibris and Shul. Because we're saying exactly what they're saying, that the only part of the Torah that's real or authentic is this part over here. And Big Machlek is Rishonim. The fact that we also stand up by Oz Yoshir, and that's one of the reasons why we stand up by Oz Yoshir, is prove that's not the reason why. Because if we only stood up and says Dibris because of the being authentic, then why we stand up as Yoshir? Oz Yoshir is a story. I sang a song. That's why. Others, what they'd say is if you stand up a Pasuk before, you don't stand up the last word when anybody says Dibris Aloichi. You stand up or before then it alleviates or removes that particular taina. But in Tushuchan Aruch it says that it's a good idea to say Aseres Hadibris every day. And L'chayda, his mocker, is the more says he shouldn't. L'chayda mocker is the fact that every two generations, another Amoyda came along and says, you know, it's a good idea, let's incorporate it. And even though they decided to cancel because of the minyan, so the Torah doesn't say you have to, he's just saying it's a good thing to say. So maybe that's why. You saw how the Chazal were constantly trying to bring it back in. Ubishabas my sifin bracha achas lamishmar yaitza. And Shabbat they bring one, they add another bracha because one group, one family of Kohanim leave, the 24 groups of families, the Rasta, one leaves, one comes. So they make a bracha for the ones who leave and thanking them for everything they did. My bracha ach, what exactly they say? Amrachelba mishmar hayaitza oimel mishmar nichel. The group that's leaving says to the incoming group, Misha shochen eshmoy, Misha shikin eshmoy, based on the advice there, the one who rested his name in this house, who yashkin beinechem, should rest between you, avav achva v'shovere. What are you having? Not that the Shkabana should be done with Shem Shemayim, there shouldn't be any piggle, there should be peace between you.
And that's one group of Kohanim to the other group of
Kohanim. Yeah, and the reason is because we had the Gemara Yuma there, how they used to constantly vie against each other and kill each other and this and that. So he says, do Abba of Achva v'Sholem v'Reyes. That's the biggest bracha you can have. In the Teshuvah, he says, he doesn't understand why it's called a bracha, where you don't say Baruch Atah Hashem. But who said every time you say bracha, it means the technical bracha we had before? When the Bishmol said to the Abish, Borcheini, there was no Baruch Atah Hashem there. I mean, obviously, the Abish is talking, but it's a different kind of bracha. It's not even though we're using the same word. Said the Gemara Mokra, I'm Lahadi, Pshita, the following. Remember, if the bracha is, so be careful to follow them exactly. Interesting question. Pshita, that is for certain. Heichod the Konokit Kosa the Chamra Beyada, you're holding a cup of wine in your hand. Ukesava the shikru. Why you make a burger goffin? But you thought that this was beer, which is a shahakal. So upasach a mevorach a daita the shikru. And when you started the bracha, you thought you're making a bracha on beer. Shahakal. V'siyim the chamra, or v'siyim the chamra. You concluded the bracha. You realized right before you said that you finished the last part. You remember, oh, it's wine. So you concluded. No, you said the bracha correctly. The problem was when you said the beginning, you thought that this is a different one. Yatsa ya yaitza. Of course, yaitze. Why yaitze? Because even if you would have concluded the bracha with the shahakal, you yaitze. Because even if your erroneous bracha that you thought that you had to make, and you continue with that, it still would have been yaitze. But now we learned al kulam imam shahakal niya bedvara yata, and all them if you make shahakal yaitze. My question is, the konokid kosa the shikra biyode. You're holding a cup of beer in your hand, ukasavar, and you held the chamru. It's wine. You thought it was wine, so you started making the bracha baruch ato Hashem, thinking it's wine. By pregafen, had you concluded by pregafen, you would not have been yaitzi because it's actually beer. But what happened was pasachu baruch adai to the chamru. When you opened up the bracha, you started thinking it was wine, so you're making a bracha thinking it's wine. The sayim, but the shikra, and you ended with beer. My basad ika bracha zinim, basad chasim azinim. So the question is, baruch Atah Hashem of every bracha, is it always the same? The only differences are the concluding part, like Bodhi Priya, Age Bodhi Priya Dhamma, or the entire bracha, the Baruch Atah Hashem, the preamble is part of the Bodhi Priya Age. So already by the Baruch Atah Hashem, you have to think about whatever the bracha will be. Toshma coming here, we're learning Pshat in the Gemara, like Rashi and Tosfos, I'll tell you how the Rambam learns, or how the Rif and others, and explain in a minute. Okay, Toshma, so let's continue the Gemara according to Rashi. So let's come in here. Says Shachris in the morning, Pasach the Yetzer Oy. Let's say in the morning you started saying the bracha correctly, Yetzer Oy, but when you concluded Baruch Atah Hashem, Messiah, and my Rabbi finished with my Rabbi, you concluded wrong. So the question is, you look at the beginning or the end, Lo Yotza, because you did wrong. Okay, Pasach the Ma'ariv Rabbi, Messiah, and Yetzer Oy. You started my Rabbi, and you concluded Yetzer Oy, Yotza. In other words, we always look at the conclusion. Arvis at night, it's the other way around. Possibly Marv Rav and Sami Yatzah, you concluded wrong, lo Yatzah. Possibly it's Arv and Sami Yatzah. Klaus Rav, the rule is, Hakal Heilich Acharachitim. You always go after the conclusion. So the same thing like your question. It doesn't matter how you start a Baruch Ato Hashem. The main thing is, how do you conclude? Boyidei Pri Ha'etz or Boyidei Pri Ha'gofen? Or Shahakal Nidvod, whatever, the correct bracha. Says Yimoda, you cannot bring me any proof from the davening. Why? Shiny, hasam, this is different. Because what's the concluding bracha? The kamar. The conclusion is, Baruch Yetzer HaMa'ayres. Because you say, you concluded the correct way. So even though you started off, let's say, what do you call it? You said the Ma'ariv Aravim, but Baruch Atah, when you conclude, you make another Baruch at the end. You start with Baruch Atah, you know, Yetzer Oy, Baruch Hashem. Even if you started off and you finish off the Ma'ariv Aravim, it doesn't matter, because when you finish Baruch Atah Hashem at the very end, you make a new Baruch, and then you end the Yetzer Oyres. So because you're making a new Baruch over there, then for sure you go after the Chasima. For sure you go after the end, because it's a new Baruch. My question is, when they all fall under the same banner at the very beginning that you began, Baruch Atah, and then you said the wrong thing in the beginning, and you said the right thing at the end, what happens then? Don't bring me life from davening where you make a new bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Yetzer
Meiris. What he's saying is, because in Shachris it's a Yetzer Meiris, but you started with Alvis.
No, but this is a different kind of chesimah. Different kind of, this is, because it's a proper bracha in its own right. So therefore you fix it all up. My shaili is when
you can't fix
I might have you said the might have well, whatever you finish. But the thing is, in our case, it's all the same. The end and the beginning are all part of the same Baruch HaTah. How do we view that? Says the Gemara. Okay, so your whole answer is why it's not an ayid, because you finished Baruch HaTah Hashem Yetzameiris. But it's not really a proper bracha according to some, because you don't say Baruch HaTah Hashem Elkeinu Melech HaOlam Yetzameiris. You say Baruch HaTah Hashem Yetzameiris. He's Hanichel Rav. It makes sense. Going to Rav Dama Kol Bracha Shein Bo Haskarat Hashem Ein Bracha Shapir. Any bracha that the only thing that's pivotal to the bracha is the Eibush's name. Fine. If it's a new bracha, I understand what you're saying. It's different. El Rabbi Yechon and Amar, we'll have this in the later second page. El Rabbi Yechon says Dama Kol Bracha Shein Bo Malchus Ein Bracha. Any bracha doesn't have Melech HaOlam in it. Does not qualify as a bracha. Ma'ikel meimus. So it's a good ray from davening because Baruch HaTov Hashem Yetzamayit doesn't help. It's not really a bracha achreina. So we see clearly you go after the end. Elakivon, there's no ray again. You know why? Kivon the Amar Abba Barul we had yesterday. Why do we mention by night? By day we mention Voide Choshech, and at night we say Vegoil Oyle Mede Choshech. Why we mention each of the other part of the day? At night and by day, kidei lahaskin midas yom belaylo midas layla biyom. We want to mention it. Ki kama bracha umalchus mikara tavayu kamar. So the entire bracha always refers to both, and therefore you never got it wrong. Toshma coming is we still have no raya either way. So come here, mesefer. The very ending it says kolol shadavar. After it goes through marvel of mitzvahs, it says the rule is hakol hoylech achar achitim. Why do you have to give us a rule when you already basically delineated all the possibilities? Kolol shadavar l'seimai must mean coming to include something else. My lav l'sui hadam. What we said? Said well, no. In other words, include a case of a normal bracha. Not l'sui nam of a tamrin. Maybe it's coming to include another case. You're right, but not your question. Maisa with bread and dates. And what's the story there? That you made the wrong bracha. And this is what happened. Let's analyze this. What actually occurred? He ate bread. Ukusava, the tamri thought it was dates. The tamri was eating dates. So he started making bracha thinking that it's going to be dates and he's going to make dates and make, you know, shalosh brachas. And then he realized it was bread and he finished with bread. It's exactly what our question is. And if you're going to pass it over there, that we look at the chit, you look at how you concluded, then by us also we know. So we don't care what you thought. Yeah. Benching or yeah. No, you know what happened was he ate dates. He thought it was bread. He started to say Baruch HaTov Razon. Why he had the wrong thing in mind. What did he have in mind to bench Hazon and then realize only main Shalosh? You know why? Because even if you would have finished with the entire benching of Yotze, my timer, the Tamra Nami Mazen Zaynu, because dates also fill you up. That's also fill you up, and therefore Hazan would have been appropriate bracha. According to some Rishonim, we mean only Hazan without the rest of the benching. According to others, the entire benching. And if it works for dates, it definitely works for wine as well, because wine also misses soy liba, but not for anything else. All other things, if he said Hazan instead of saying the correct bracha achreina, you are not yetsa. Only tamri. So again, the Gemara has not resolved the question. We have no proof either way. No, but bread and wine, there's some trying to say kolshke. Now, let's go through this a little bit quicker. Better. L'cheder, what's the most question? If mitzvahs, the machlekes of mitzvahs need kavan or not? If you hold that mitzvah, those are shayim hold mitzvahs don't need. In halacha, we paskin brochas, those mitzvahs ma'atayda need kavanah, and mitzvahs the rabbana do not need kavanah. That's how we paskin. So, l'cheder, who cares what you had in mind? By the first part, Baruch HaTov. The main thing is he said the right words. If mitzvahs don't need, so if you hold mitzvah kavana, okay, I understand the whole Gemara. But if you hold mitzvahs don't need kavana, then what's going on here? What's the question? So you have two very fundamental answers. One answer is that even though, and this is a machlek is a shayim, and that's why there are two answers, that even though mitzvahs do not need kavana, but if you have a kavana hofchis, if you say, I don't want to be yitzah, then you're not Yetzer. And having a kavanah for the wrong thing is just like you're saying, I don't want to be Yetzer the correct thing. And we use this, those shuls that make Havdalah, but say Shabbos. And the din by Havdalah is, once you heard Havdalah, you cannot make Havdalah for your wife. Because the machlek is if women are chayiv in Havdalah or not. So therefore, the din is, if you heard Havdalah in shul, you cannot make Havdalah at home unless you have a mind not to be Yetzer. But does that help Havdalah if those who hold Havdalah are Rabbanon? The Ram holds the Rabbanon, those who hold the Rabbanon, which is Halacha. If it's only the Rabbanon, how does it help mitzvahs don't need kavanah mitzvahs? That's halacha, sim samach. unless we hold that a kavana havchis, you're having in mind not to be yetzer, is yetzer. Okay, so good. That's called kavana havchis. Oh, so the not everyone exactly very good. Not everyone agrees that this is called kavana havchis. You want to make a bracha, but you had in mind the wrong thing. Is that the same thing as saying I don't want to be yetzer? So somebody trying to know that case right here says it's a kavana havchis, you're not yetzer. Rabbeinu Yenig is a different answer. No, only have dollar. Only have dollar. Kiddush is chayv matayla. What do you call it? The other Rabbeinu Yenig's answer is again a Yisrael's answer. He says, when do we say that mitzvahs don't need kavana? If you're doing a maisa, you're picking up a lulav and you're benching a lulav. The maisa speaks volumes. So even though you don't have kavana, what are you holding a branch for? Obviously, this is the mitzvah. Whenever there's a maisa, the mitzvah therefore is valid, even though you have no kavana. But where the entire mitzvah is only saying or thinking, so therefore, if you think the wrong thing, because saying a thing is the same thing, saying is only revealing what you're thinking. But if you're thinking the wrong thing, then what are you doing? There's nothing here. So everyone is moider when it comes to say to talking or thinking mitzvahs tzriches kavana. The whole machlekes of whether you kavana or not is when you do a maisa, you're eating matzah, you're benching lulu, you're blowing shofar, whether you have to or not. And then they have problems with other parts of the thing, but these are the two Yisrael's answers. Kids of the Rif learns Pshat and the Gemara very different than Rashi. Because of this question, it seems they learn very differently. And they learn that the Gemara is talking about you actually said the wrong thing. You said, but you thought it was, let's say, wine. So you said, and you said, so you actually said the wrong thing. Thinking the wrong thing alone is not a problem. It's because mitzvah said on your kavana. It's because you said the wrong thing. Okay. And there's a very Yisrael Rabbi Akiva Eger here, where he generally says, so what are you supposed to do at the end? Some Rishayim say, well, Safik Brach is Lahakul, you make him. There's a Mashah. In Psachim, Lavkuf Beis, a very important mashal, where he says that Safik Bracha Lahakul means, and therefore you could make a bracha. Not the way we normally learn, Lahakul means, therefore you don't make a bracha. He says, therefore we allow you. And why? Only by Bichas and Enim. Because it's an Aveda to eat without making a bracha. It's an Aveda, you're not allowed to eat, you're stealing from Hashem. But Safik Bracha Lahakul will say, you know what, go ahead and make a bracha so that you won't be over your Aveda. And others say, no, you have to be Machmer. And they want to say the machleik is it's not suddenly. Others, you want to say the machleik is you said the Easter of making a bracha in vain. Is that an Easter from the Torah, like the Rambam learns, or like Tosafot learns only Easter the Rabbanon? If it's an Easter the Rabbanon and says Safik brachas, will be lenient. But if it's Easter in the Torah to say Hashem's name in vain, or even a bracha in the form of a bracha, then Safik brachas means that. That you're not allowed to make a bracha. You don't make a bracha because you might be violating an Easter in the Torah. Well, let's continue. Talking about a bite. If you don't say em in the morning, em is in the night, obviously you haven't done it. It means you're not yet to davening properly as well. You missed out the syntax, the format, the way it's supposed to be. Shemot says, in the morning you should relate the Ebershah's chasadim. And according to other Rishonim, not Rashi, but other Rishonim, it means our neshama, we give to the Ebershah, we're tired, he comes back in the morning, it's all refreshed. The menoscha balelis. And in the Velt of the Drush, that in Baboika, when things are going well out there, Chazdecha, we thank the Eberster for his good. And when things are going bad, we have very strong emunah that things will improve. If you're davening while you're bent over, or you're bent, crouching, but Baruch, you should only bend down by Baruch, but if you're standing up, before you say the Eberster's name, you should be standing. My time, what's the Rav? The Chassid says, Hashem Zoykev Kufim. The Eberster helps the bent to stand up, so therefore we should stand up before Hashem's name. Mason, they should main. Mason, the question it says, Bipnei Shmi Nachasu, for my name, you should be humble. Faket, you should be bent down when you say Hashem's name. Says the Gemara, Miksi Bishmi Mipnei Shmi, before you say my name, Miksi. You great scholar, let me tell you a good thing. Your father said, when you bend down by Baruch, you stand up at Abish's name. Rav Sheshi, when he is to bend down, because you bend down like a stick. One go. When he stood up, Zaki like a snake. Now first his head and his body. First his hand, and then he slowly lifted up. Entire year, Adam is Paul Hokel Kodesh, and you say Melech Oyv Zaki Mishpat. Chutz Masad Yom Berashon Kibur, except the Sad Yom Berashon Kibur, Hashem is Paul. You say Hamelech Kodesh, the Hamelech Hamishpat. It's the only time you say Hamelech. But Abelazar Amar Afilu Amar Hakela Kodesh Yotze. But he even said Hakela Kodesh Yotze. Remember, it says Vayigba Hashem Tzvokad Bamishpat. So we see that Hashem is also involved in Mishpat, in ruling. But Hakela Kodesh Nikdash Bitzdaka, and Hakela Kodesh is also Nikdash Bitzdaka, so injustice. So we see the what Tzdaka Sotami justice as well. So we Hakela is an appropriate name to use. So Hakela Kodesh is all right. Amos Ayva Yigba Hashem Tzvokad Mishpat. When is the Abish involved in Mishpat? Elos Hayom Rishon Yikipurim. That's the 10 days. Uka Amar Hakela Kodesh. So one opinion says you change the melech, one says it doesn't matter. My havel, what's the bottom line? Amar Rav Yosef, Hakel HaKadosh, you say Hakel HaKadosh, Umelech Oedok HaMishpat is all right. Rabba Amar HaMelech HaKadosh HaMishpat, V'Hilchus HaKir Rabba. So big machlek is a shayinim, and then there's a pshara. One machlek is a shayinim, there's whole machlek is a chathchila. Whether chathchila you should say Hakel HaKadosh, or chathchila you should say HaMelech HaKadosh. And Allah is like Rabba, chathchila you say HaMelech HaKadosh, but the Eved, if you said the wrong thing, it doesn't matter. Other shayinim hold is whole machlek is B'di Eved, that even B'di Eved, you're not Yates if he says Hamelech HaKadosh. The pshat is, Hamelech HaKadosh you got to revise, but Hamelech HaMishpat you don't have to. Because anyway, you say, in the words that we say, Hamelech HaMishpat, there's extra words there. When it comes to the Zachrein L'chaim and all that, Zivim Machlek is whether you repeat it or not. It's not mentioned in the Gemara, so therefore, the halach is you don't repeat it. There are those who say you shouldn't say the first two b'chlal. Zachrein HaMikamoicha, because you're not allowed to ask for your personal requests in the first three brachas. In the first, as we'll see later in the Gemara, the first three brachas of Shmoneser, so they hold you not allowed to say it at all. And that's why there are many who don't revise it, don't repeat it, because it's not really a request. Like Mikamoicha is not really a request. Zachrein L'chaim is sort of a request, but it's a minimum request compared to the Chasveinu L'chaim at the end. So therefore, they don't repeat the first part of Shmoneser to satisfy the opinions that say, B'chal, you shouldn't say it. So at the end, the others will repeat all four. So they're different Nuschois. If anybody is able to ask Rachmi for your friend, don't take advantage. Nikar Choyti, you call the sinner. Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Gamanoichi Moshmul says, Gamanoichi Chalili Mechatel Hashem. God forbid, never sin to the Eibushter. Mechadoili Spal from stopping from davening Ba'atchem on your behalf. So if you're able to bet Rachmim, you have to. And first, you already asked why this din is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch. It is brought down hichud bikur chaylim that if you go visit a chaylim and you don't daven on that person's behalf, then you should become better. You have not fulfilled the mitzvah bikur chaylim, and they want to say maybe this falls under that category. Others want to say that this is only someone like Shmuel Atzadik whose prayers he knows are effective, or only then he's even avaded for not. Otherwise, some people they don't know their prayer the prayers will be efficacious, so therefore it's not an avade if you don't. Amar Rabbi Tamachachem, of the person who is sick in the Tamachachem, Tzarech Sheyichla Atzmelov. It has to pain you and bother you that you become sick over it. My time, why? Ilema Shunachsev, where do you know that from? Is it because it says, the Ain Chayle Mikem Olai, and Sholem Melech was having tainus to Eden, and that one person got sick because of me, and you saw what I'm going through? Then Goyla's need, nobody revealed to me that my own son, the treachery that he had befriended David. So therefore, you see that he had a taina why they weren't sick over him. Hey, maybe deal with Melech Shainis. That's Tamar Chacham. It's a Melech, and for a Melech, everyone has to feel sick if he's not well. Alam Hacha from the following posse with David Melech said, "Bani bechalois levushi." When they got sick, I put on a sock. You know, I fasted. Which sock is the usual expression for fasting? And when you fast, it bothers you. Anyone doesn't have a and is embarrassed, they forgive man all his avedis. It says lamantiskini, you should remember of a voice and you should be embarrassed, and you won't be able to open your mouth because you are so embarrassed. Is then I will forgive you, see something you did. So we see, when you're embarrassed, shame, that's the greatest way of doing tshuva. Dilma, again, no raya. Dilma tzibur shayni. There, because Klal Yisrael was feeling that way. The Eibusha said, "I'll forgive you." But an individual who said that alone is considered an atonement. Elam hachav from the following. After Shmuel passed away, Shaul went to this and brought Shmuel down. And Shmuel said, "Shaul, lama he got." And Shmuel said, "It was very painful. Lama he got standing lala. So I see why you enrage me to bring me down." By Yemi Shaul said, "You know me why? Salimoid, things are very tough." I'm waging a war against the Plishtim, be in me. The Lakim saw my line, the Abishah left me, and I didn't respond. Oid, Gambi Yab Nevim, not through the Nevim, but Gambi Chalem, not through the Malach of Chalemis. I have no way of communicating with Abishah, what's going on. The Ekr al Chod, if I were some of you, like Dian, you teach me to tell me my ass, what's happening. Why, when he lists all the different methods of communication, the Vim and Chalomers, didn't he mention the Urim V'Tumim, which is the normal way that they used, especially when we had the beginning of Masechta, before they went to war, they would always ask the Urim V'Tumim, and Rashi has the Rishus, but also to know whether they'll win or not. Shusi says for the Dayanim, but there's no way there'll be Matzlich that. The Ilu Udiv Tumila Kama, you know why? Because he's embarrassed. He decimated the city of Koinim called Noi because he thought they harbored David HaMelech when David asked them for food, and David lied to the city. He told them that he's on an errand, on a mission from Shaul HaMelech. So they thought they were doing the right thing. They had no idea. And then Doyeg told Shaul that this city, they're in cahoots with David HaMelech. So he wiped out the entire city. And he was embarrassed. There was no Koinim anymore. He was forgiven because he was embarrassed. And it says, Shmuel said to Shaul, you and your children will join me. Being an aid with me. So obviously he was atoned. Rabban said, from here, when David and Melech said to the Givonim, what do you guys want so I can appease you? So they said, we want to have seven members of Shaul's family. Because what happened was, the city of Noi used to supply food to the Givonim because they were their, you know, house servants and everything else. And now that Noi was destroyed, the Givonim didn't have any sources of food. So they're very angry with Shaul HaMelech. Plus a number of Givonim got killed as well. Seven Givonim got killed. So we want them to place seven people, members of Shaul's house. We want to kill them, hang them up for what they did. But, and that's why they had no Rachmanas behind us and headed there, and they lost all their rights. Kanu la Hashem, you want to hang them, begiva Shaul. And says the pasuk, "Bechir Hashem," they're chosen from Hashem. There's no way that the Givonim, who hated Shaul HaMelech, would refer to him as Bechir Hashem. If they believed in Bechir Hashem, then why would they go through this? Yotzei Baskav Amr Bechir Hashem. Zerai Debishu forgave him. Amr Abu Menzerot Amr Abu Menzerot Bichul Kvay Parshas Bo. Just like we wanted, says Libras, they wanted to include the entire Parshas Bo in Kriyshu. Imagine how long davening would be. Every day we have to say the entire Parshas Bo as well. Why takanat? Because it's the beautiful parsha, and why not? Mishum toydach tibur. Only because of tichel tibur. Davening is long enough. Think about my time. Why was it? We don't know exactly when they wanted to incorporate it. It doesn't say a time. It sounds like we're going to come. Davening was composed already. My time. Why were they so interested in including bolok in davening? Ilema is it? Meshudach Tzivit says kail moitziyim in Mitzrayim. They just talking about Mitzrayim. So there were so many other parshas that have it in Mitzrayim and some are shorter. Lema parsha dibes, parsha miskolus. We already say the third parsha vayeme, but you want to say more? Okay, mention that. V'chsiba hen yitziyim Mitzrayim. If you just want to mention something else that has it in Mitzrayim in it, otherwise, but Rabbi Meshudach says the high prayer. This pasuk. Koran, interesting, doesn't mention because it says Matrei Volecha Yaakov, which is the only pasuk that says in the Gemara Sanhedrin didn't turn back into a kolala. Everything else reverted back into kololas because we know Bilam's intention was curses. The only one that didn't is Matrei Volecha, and the Gemara doesn't say the reason why he wanted to incorporate it because of Matrei Volecha, which we say in the morning anyway. Kora Shachakari crouches and he lies down like a lion, Kulobi like a cub, Mikemenu, who can else stand him up? So therefore, it talks about how strong we are and everything else, and confident we are. And also, because this sounds like the Shachar of Kamecha, it's very similar to Krishma. That's why we wanted to place it right before Krishma. Because Kora and then Kamecha, this is the same thing, Shachar Kamecha, same idea. And the Devisha watches over us, yeah. So just say this pasuk. Called Parsha the Paskin Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinan. The Paskin Moshe Rabbeinu Paskinan. We only say the Parsha the way it is. You know, there's a big controversy. The way we read the Torah today, the breakup Sheni Shlishi Rivin, all that is made by Goyim. And therefore it has no bearing. In fact, the Munkatcher told my Munkatcher before. He says you're not allowed to stop at Sheni Shlishi the way we have it because you're following the Goyim. Because you read it so many times, you see it stops right in the middle of the story. The parsha ends, you know, a little bit later. The story ends five psukim later, and it stops right here. And it says here, and he says, "Kol psukim leposkim Moshe." Sorry. And also the kapitel are also wrong, as we know why they were made for debates. Like more Megillah, you have to have shiva kruim. Yeah, but they break up maybe in yonim, and in yonim and so on and so forth. Definitely not. Others say now that it's happened this way, it's called Rocha Pratis. So this is how it is. This, like the blot in the Gemara, you know, who decided these are the blot. That's, you know, once it's done, that's how it's done. And they put chedim other Gemaras that were not made in the Tzura Sadaf like we have it here. That's how it is. That's how it is. Sending the parshas and others. Any parsha that Moshe and the same thing is in another place we say Kol Psukot LePasuk Moshe. You know, the Magen Ram talks about how is it that in Vayvorach David and Vacharis we stop right in the middle of a pasuk. Right in the middle of the Pasuk, V'chor Bris is part of the Pasuk, and we stop right there. So there we have a good reason, because it says that V'chor Bris, the Moyul, should take over the Amud, and he should become the chazan because chores imay habris. You know, that's what it's supposed to be. So that when you have a good reason, or yom hashish v'chul shemayim by kiddush, how do we break it up in ma'amar luva pasuk? So either because yom hashish v'chul shemayim is yud kei vav kei. So when you have a valid reason, that's why we start yom hashish. Others start vahi edav vahi vayki for that very reason. They say quietly, but the chayit is still in the middle of a pasuk, but it's after a snachta. In a pasuk, and after a snachta, maybe it's not considered like a middle of a pasuk. So that's explained different in Hagim. Any pasha, the Meshavim didn't split your pasha. Therefore, we can't take part of Bullock. Pasha tzitzim in makavu. So how can we say tzitzis? I'm going to read on Bachaviv and Pnei Shish b'chamish advarim. Not just tzitzim tzayim, but there are five things over there. Tzitzis advarim has mitzvah tzitzis obvious. Yitzis mitzrayim. Oil mitzvahs, it also talks about oil mitzvahs, it says our is called mitzvahs. So, the das, minim, it has das, it talks about minim, we'll talk a minute about what that is. Hidur aveda, thinking about aveda, and hidur aveda zora. Thinking about a bishle, mahani klas mefashion. It says tzitzis and all that, it says clearly. Tzitzis mitzrayim and oil mitzvahs. A mitzvah chsiv, adisim, oil says chatus, kom mitzvah shem. Tzitzis chsiv, osalam, tzitzis mitzvahs. See, I should say, the das, minim. Das minim. Rashi says here, minim is, oisam ahoivchim tamia toidle, medrash toys v'olam. Nothing to do with Akum and Goyim. Here, meaning my Yidden, who deliberately change around the Pshat and the Torah to come up with all kinds of errors. Anyway, meaning here, Raveid, here, Raveid, Zomin, how you know, time we learned, Achre, the Vavchim, Zominus, the Chain, Waymer, Oman, Nova, believe it, and give no Abish to Achre, Nechim, the Hidden Raveid, that's the thing of Raveid, Shnaba Yemeshim, Shal, Oviv, Oysa, Kachliki, Shabena, your eyes, you lost with your eyes, it leads you to Raveid. At the Zaini, the Hidden Raveid, Zavoid, Zavoid, Chain, Waymer, Vayizno, Achre, Bailim. So therefore we know they're included. The obvious question is, it says five and it ends up at six. So maybe it means five is five additional, besides the obvious ones, tzitzis, that's what it's all about, is five additional ones here as well. Or maybe a couple of them are the same, like hidur are the same, and so on. Mishnah. Maskin, we say this, maskin, tzitzim, by leilas, we mentioned tzitzim, we say it's not good. Amr Abba Zazaya. Hare ani kiven shim shon, like 7 years old, and we'll learn later in the fourth period of the nest that happened, and that Amr Hillel, Pasha, as soon as he became a rav, he became the leader, after Gamaliel was impeached, the yoke and the responsibility caused him to age very quickly. I'm like 7 years old. It was not zeicher that they should say Yitzim Zayim at night. Atchadorshe ben Zayim until ben Zayim came along. Shemar says, "Leman tisker the same tizchem eretz Mitzrayim kol yemei chayecha yom day koy bechel alay night." Big achlegs are shining. The chachamim agreeing with Ben Zayma that like oilam haza you say it by day and by night. They only say also Mashiach will come, or they disagree with him. They hold only by day and not by night at all. And or others say that mahatayda the rabban they always said at night. The machlekes is mahatayda. And it says the gemara Tanya on Ben Zayma chachamim. The chim maskidin yitzias Mitzrayim limoisa Mashiach. What are you talking about? We're going to mention yitzias Mitzrayim Mashiach will come. Once Mashiach comes, we'll be talking about Mashiach. We'll see his hagolus, this one. But the kvarnemar, it says, in the yomim boyim, no Mashem, the days will come, says the Ebishter, v'lo yom roid. No longer will they say, Chai Hashem, praise the Ebishter, asher helad b'nei Yisrael, mem serve, took us out of Mitzrayim. But rather, what they'll say, kim, Chai Hashem, asher helad, asher hevi, zere b'nei Yisrael, me'eret zafoyno, took us out of the north, from all the countries that Abish sent us to, the Yashal Ad Masim. In other words, we can ignore Mitzrayim, we'll focus on this new Geula. Says the Gemara, it doesn't mean, all these mitzvahs in the Torah that are associated to Mitzrayim are not going to be eradicated. Then what will happen is, and Mitzrayim will be secondary to it. Just something similar to Yaakov, your name, the Hashem said to Yaakov, your name will longer be Yaakov. Your name will be Yisrael. Yeshimcha. Not the pshat that she Yaakov Yaakov Mekayme, that you no longer be called Yaakov at all. The Torah itself continue calling him sometimes Yaakov, like in the Swiss Parashim. El Yisrael Ikev Yaakov Tafeloi. Yisrael will be the Ikev, but Yaakov is still there, but secondary. And the same thing over here by Yitzis Mitzrayim. We'll continue tomorrow.